Dutchman football. The high school football playoffs are on 92.7 The Van. Stay tuned for Saugatuck at Pahwama, Westphalia, brought to you on 92.7 The Van by the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters and Saugatuck Douglas Public Schools, Spectators, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Saugatuck Drugstore, and Sales Heating and Cooling. Tonight's broadcast is also a service of DeMond Super Value, The Butler Restaurant, Maple View Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, and Saugatuck Tea Party Cafe. Stay tuned as Gary Stevens brings you the action. It's the high school football playoffs live on 92.7thevan.com and 92.7thevan.
And a very pleasant evening to you, wherever you may be along the lakeshore. Gary Stevens with you tonight from Pahwama Westphalia High School in Westphalia, Michigan. It is about 53 miles, 30 degrees, and a whole lot different weather than 10 weeks ago when the Saugatuck Indians began their campaign with a 48-6 victory at Blanchard Montebello. Tonight it's a first round State High School Athletic Association Division 7 game between the Indians and the host Pahwama Westphalia Pirates. Both teams come into the contest at 8-1, but there is some differences once you get past the record. The Indians are coming off a six-game winning streak and an impressive 58-13 victory at Goebbels last Friday night. The Pirates ran the table, winning the Central Michigan Athletic Conference with a perfect 7-0 record and was 8-0 until last week's game at New Lothrop, where they lost 47 to 33. And in fact, in that game, they gave up more points in that one game, 47, than they did in the previous eight combined. So Jeremy Miller, in his first year of guiding the Pirates, would certainly love to be able to get back on the winning track against an Indians team that is back in the postseason for the first time in 2 years after missing out with a 5-4 record. Saugatuck, one of six teams in the Southwestern Athletic Conference to have made postseason football, five of which all came from the SAC South. Only Marcellus is not in the November nuttiness, if you want to call it that. The other five teams are in, while Saugatuck is the lone SAC North representative still playing football. When we come back on a very soggy and chilly night in Westphalia, we'll talk about the Pahwama Westphalia Pirates, a team steeped in playoff tradition, but like Saugatuck, still seeking that first state football championship trophy. We'll look at the Pirates next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back at Pahwama Westphalia, both bands are here tonight. We're hearing the Pahwama Westphalia band behind us, and the Saugatuck band made its trip over here as well to support the Indians. Let's talk a little bit about the Pirates. As we mentioned in the opening, 8-1 report, 7-0, undefeated champions of the Central Michigan Athletic Athletic Conference. And the Pirates are hoping to go a little bit further this year than they went last year, when the Bucks went 9-4 and reached the division semifinals before losing to UP Power and Ishpeming 8-7. And in that run, they beat two SAC teams in Decatur and Goebbels. And this is sort of like a tradition for the Pirates. Nine games is not enough for Pahwama Westphalia to play. 10th straight tournament berth, 15th in the last 16 years. And they've had a variety of coaches. Jeremy Miller, in his first year here, has maintained the tradition, 18 straight winning seasons. Now, Pahwama Westphalia, I do have to mention this because this is part of the story tonight, is the field conditions itself. It's relatively good, talking to some of the Saugatuck coaches beforehand, but midway through this season, what turned out to be an alum of Pahwama Westphalia in an inebriated state, from what is believed, was able to drive his vehicle onto the field here, the natural surface here at Pahwama Westphalia, and did donuts on the middle of the field and in certain other spots as well. It caused damage, did not lead to any missing of games because it was during the during a home weekend. The Pirates were on the road. They were able to get the field in shape so that they did not miss any games. But the markings on the field are still evident from this vandalism. And there is some question with the damp weather we've had all week long in Lower Peninsula of Michigan, whether or not it would be effective. But the field looks good, especially the center field. The two along the sidelines, a little bit soft, but for the most part, a decent track for two teams that do like to run the football, and they'll be able to utilize their skills as we go along. Weather conditions, we will tell you about 47 degrees here, as it has been throughout most of the day along the lakeshore. Cloudy skies, rain started falling. I would say about 15 minutes ago it has just stopped, but it's going to be a hit-and-miss situation tonight. A lot of umbrellas, a lot of rain gear. Definitely November feel to this game. Wind conditions, not as windy as what we had earlier today along the lakeshore, but here there is a wind coming out of the south, which is to our right. We're on the western side here at Pauamo-Westphalia High School. Very similar setting to what we had in Montebello to begin the season, basically out in a farm area. So the wind will be at the back of the team. They'll be moving from right to left, but the forecasters are predicting those winds to die down as this evening goes along. As we mentioned, Pauamo-Westphalia 8-1 on the season, and they have three straight shutouts before losing their final game of the season. Among the victims in their league was Fulton Middleton. They beat them 55-7. Saugatuck fans may remember Fulton Middleton as the team that Saugatuck defeated in the state division Division 8 semifinals to get to Ford Field in 2010. So the Indians do have some experience in playing in Ford Field and making the long run, but they're also facing a Pirate team that has plenty of playoff experience as well. We'll get a closer look at the Indians through the eyes of head coach Bill Dunn. I chatted with him before the game, and we'll hear that interview next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Welcome back to Saugatuck High Football, the state high school football tournament on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com, as the Indians are in Pauamo-Westphalia to take on the Pirates in a first-round game. Coach Bill Dunn, before we talk a little bit about tonight's game, talk about the importance of getting back to the postseason after missing it last year for the first time in about 4 years.
Yeah, I'm proud of the kids. We got 11, 12 seniors that are pretty darn good and have had a lot of game experience. And, you know, although we finished on the plus side with the league championship, sharing it last year, you know, we missed the playoff run, and that was disappointing for us as a program. But, you know, our kids still did a great job. So I'm very pleased to be back into the MHSAA state playoffs and proud of the kids.
You have to be proud of the kids for the first 24 minutes in Goebbels last week. Blitz, and that's the best way of putting it. A lot of points, and basically put Goebbels not just on its back foot, it put them on the canvas before halftime.
It was nice to put them on their heels, I'll tell you that. And I told our kids we got to come out fast and physical, and the same mindset has got to apply tonight.
Now, talk a little bit about how that first play from scrimmage really set the tone, the 67-yard run by Alex Segovia.
Well, speed is one of our assets. You know, we feel that overall our team speed is very good, and Alex is one of those playmakers that can make a big play at any moment in the game. But certainly starting the game off with a 67-yard run with some great downfield blocking from Joe Shishagway and some of the other boys is a huge plus to start the game.
Now, the importance of the last two games for the Indians, a tougher than maybe expected game with Bangor to some extent because of the fact of the way Bangor had that great start and really made Saugatuck have to regroup their forces at halftime. And then the maybe easier than expected game against Goebbels, who you expected a very tough opponent. How does those two games set you up for tonight's contest and the run and a hopeful run in November?
Well, we at times speed will challenge us, given certain circumstances defensively. But You know, our kids made a nice adjustment to Bangor, and we only gave up the one touchdown for the remaining three quarters. And so you've got speed on one hand, you've got physical toughness and great tradition in Goebbels, we got a nice rivalry there. So, you know, for us to face two kind of different opponents gives us a pretty good idea of how we're going to attack Pawama-Westphalia, because they do have size and they do have speed and they do have tradition. So, you know, we have to play well and continue to take care of the football and play great defense to have a chance to win.
You're looking for a possible for a third time to win a first round game in the state tournament. Back in 08 was the win against Montebello at home, and then the run in 2010, the win against Lake Michigan Catholic on the way toward Ford Field. Getting that first game out of the way, I don't want to say it's out of the way, because each game, you know, it's a possible one and done situation, but getting past that hurdle has to be a challenge for the young men, because of the fact that you're facing an opponent you haven't seen before in a league outside of one game you haven't ever played.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be a great challenge. And in my mind, I really feel this is the two of the best teams in this district. And that's no disrespect to the other two, but Pawama-Westphalia has got a great team, great program, great tradition. And they've got the full package. They've got size. They've got speed. They've got some skilled kids. They can run it. They can throw it. And they can play defense. So we have to play our best to win.
And one final thing. And you talked a little bit about the fact that of what the Pirates bring to the table. There are other factors as well that the Indians have to overcome in this particular game. The elements, certainly the colder, wetter conditions, and a field that is not really 100% because of vandalism midway through the season. And the Indians being used to playing on the field turf at Jarvis Memorial Field, and for the most part, decent field conditions throughout the SAC. That's going to be another challenge as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But you look at our last two games, one at home against Bangor, ideal field conditions, and then playing on natural grass at Goebbels. You know, I always think in the back of my head that that's going to be a difficult challenge for us to go from one surface to the other, but certainly did not affect us at all at Goebbels. And, you know, number one thing that we have to do is take care of the football. And that's been our mantra, you know, throughout the week is take care of the football. We've been great in the turnover ratio, being on the very plus side of that, and we have to continue to do that.
Head coach Bill Dunn, good luck to you and the Saugatuck Indians tonight in the playoff game against the Pirates in Pawama-Westphalia. We'll talk to you after the game, and that after the game interview will be a podcast on our website at 927thevan.com, and it'll be uploaded overnight. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, more from Pawama-Westphalia. It's the Indians and the Pirates, the State High School Football Tournament on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by the Michigan High School Athletic Association as intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast of the use of the descriptions, the accounts of this game, without the expressed written consent of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Communications is not permitted. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us from Pawama-Westphalia High School as we are counting down moments away from the opening kickoff. Ron Bristol is our referee for tonight. The Indians are in their road white uniforms with royal blue numerals outlined in orange and royal blue helmets with the orange grill and the little white stars for exemplary play offered by Coach Dunn and his staff. The Pawama-Westphalia Pirates are in their navy blue uniforms for home, complete navy blue jerseys and pants with gold numerals shadowed in white. Gold blue helmets with the logo on both sides reminiscent of the current logo of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but instead of the pewter red and white and the pewter red, instead of the pewter red and white of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, They are in gold and white and blue. Saugatuck won the toss. They have deferred. And Pawabo Westphalia will receive, but instead of receiving and moving with the wind, the Indians will take the wind, and so they'll have the wind at their backs to begin the first quarter. And so the Indians will have 10-0. Now they got it back, because originally the coin toss was that Saugatuck deferred, Pawabo Westphalia took the ball, and Saugatuck elected to kick into the wind. But as we said, the wind has been dying down, and as a result, maybe it won't be as big of a factor. Tanner Nottingham missed last week's game with a sprained left ankle. Was a game-time decision, to say the association footballers would say. He passed the fitness test. He's going to give it a go tonight. And twice this season, he's been targeted by torpedoes on kickoff return teams. We'll see whether or not Pawabo Westphalia will follow the same script as Decatur and Bangor. Three men deep for the Pirates, and we're ready to go. Tanner Nutting, the right-footed soccer-style kicker, kicks it high but relatively short. Bounces at the 20, fumble a little bit, and it's going to be recovered by the Indians. And it is Alex Anschutz who recovers the muff kickoff return. And so Saugatuck will set up shop first and 10 at their Pawabo Westphalia 25-yard line with 11:57 to go in the first quarter. Blake Dunn, the quarterback, 5'10", 160-pound freshman. Joe Koszelski is the fullback, 6'4", 220-pound senior. He'll be flanked by Alex Anschutz, the 5'11", 160-pound senior, and Alex Segovia, the 5'10", 155-pound junior, in the T formation. Up the middle goes the fullback, Koszelski, for absolutely no gain. Aaron Rademacher, the 6'2", 220-pound junior, with the stop for the Pirates. The ends for Saugatuck, Austin Phillips, 6'1", 185-pound senior, and Joshua Shagway, a 6'2", 175-pound senior. The tackles are Cameron White, 6'3", 300-pound senior on the left side. And the right side is Taron Holmes, 6'1", 260-pound senior. Second down, and we'll call it 9 from the Pawabo 29-yard line. After the recovered muff, it's Segovia off of left guard, a couple of yards there. The ball was at the 24. It goes to the 22, gain of 2 on the play. It'll be third down and 7 for there. The guards for Saugatuck, Damian Waldo on the left side, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. And Taron Hall and Cole Hartman, Cole Hartman, 5'10", 190-pound freshman. On third down, Dunn keeps it, rolls left, 20, 15, 10, and it'll be pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal as Saugatuck converts on its first third down challenge. They'll spot the ball outside the 10. Well, no, they will spot it right at the, we're looking to see whether or not the sticks will be out. Yeah, so we're going to say it's an 11-yard gain to the 11. First and 10 for Saugatuck, just outside the 10. They can get a first down, but now to touchdown. On first down, it's up the middle for Koszelski. Joe running behind center Andrew Block and right guard Cole Hartman, and he carries it to about the 5-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play, second and technically 4 from the 5. Alex Koenig, Jake Koenig, the 6 foot, 165-pound senior, jogs in to bring in the play from Coach Bill Dunn. He'll line up in the right halfback slot. Indians exclusively in the tee so far in this game. Second down, it's a fumble, and it's recovered by the Pirates at the 10-yard line, and it's going to be run back all the way for a touchdown. It was a missed handoff from Blake Dunn to Alex Segovia, and it's scooped up by Ross Wolowski, the 5'11", 185-pound senior, and he rumbles it 90 yards for the touchdown. So turnover, which the Indians had not been doing in recent games, bites back. And Wojnarowski gets the touchdown. He scooped it up at the 10 and had nothing but open field all the way through. There is now a delay because the Paramus Failure Pirates weren't ready and didn't have a football on their side. Now here comes one from the sidelines, but it was a 90-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown by Ross Wojnarowski. Doesn't look like Paramus Failure does have a placement kicker, so they are going to try for the two, and they are in the spread. Trey Bauer at quarterback. He is the 5'10", 170-pound junior. Handoff hit in the backfield and dumped as Wojnarowski. So Wojnarowski, who recovered the fumble for the touchdown, is held on the two-point try. No good. 9:55 to go in the first quarter. Our score, Paramus Failure 6, Saugatuck nothing. This is the Michigan High School Athletic Association football tournament on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Paramus Failure, kickoff is a grounder, scooped up at the 30-yard line by Koenig, and Jake Gunn's right, maybe about 6 yards on the return. Knocked down on the play by Zach Fox, the 5'10", 175-pound senior. So the first offensive series did not do well for Saugatuck as the fumble led to the touchdown by Paramus Failure, and the Pirates have a 6-0 lead. 9:50 to go in the first quarter, and the Indians will have the ball first and 10 on their own 37-yard line. So we'll see how the Indians' character is tested here as they try to bounce back after having a glorious scoring opportunity, turn to 6 points the other way. Dunn on first down hit as he tries to roll to his left, and then finally dragged down by Chase Plott, the 6 foot, 200-pound senior, as they spotted Dunn not faking handoff to the fullback, Koszowski, off of left guard, then rolled left, dropped back at the 32. It's a loss of 5, second down and 15 from there. Bill Dunn is staying with the T-formation offense. We've seen the pistol at times during the season, not yet displayed here. Koszowski up the middle, bulls his way past the 35, finally stopped by about 5 Pirates. And he'll get it to maybe the 39, the 40, depending on the spot. And the officials will give him the 40. So it's an 8-yard gain. And Saugatuck gets a third down and 7 from there. They're 1-for-1 on third down challenges. Similar situation in terms of nicknames and locales here as we have in Martin. Martin is not near to any seaport, and they're called the Clippers. We're in landlocked Westphalia, and they're the Pirates. On third down, Dunn will keep it around left end. And it's going to be pushed out of bounds. He gets past the 40-yard line. Once again, it's Chase Plott who made the play. And so the Indians may have to go 3 and out as they'll be down at their own 42. Fourth down and 5, down by a 6-0 score with 8:29 to go in the first quarter. And Tanner Nutting will come in to handle the punting chores. And dropping back deep for the Pirates is Trey Bauer. And the quarterback for the Buccos will stand inside his own 25. Nutting's averaging about 36 yards a punt. Line drive to the left. And it's going to get a Saugatuck roll. And finally down by Anschutz at the 20-yard line. So that's a 38-yard punt by Tanner Nutting. And the Pirates will get their first offensive series of the night, leading 6-0 on the 90-yard fumble recovery by Russ Wojnarowski. 8:21 to go in the first quarter, and Paramus Westphalia with a 6-0 lead. Breaking the huddle, it'll be a T formation with Trey Bauer at quarterback. Wideouts on each side, I formation behind Bauer. On first down, handoff to the fullback, goes right into Joshua Shagway's arms as he tried to run off of left guard. gain of two. And Rademacher with the carry for Pawama Westphalia. Second and eight from the 22. The Pirates, a team that can put points on the board. The fewest they scored was their season opener when they scored 20 in a win against Lansing Catholic. Same formation, but now it's a spread offense with Bauer in the gun. Trey barking out signals. Fakes the handoff and then runs right into the arms of Joe Koshelski. Koshelski was not going to be fooled by that particular play, and he drops the quarterback for a two, we'll call it a two-yard loss, back to the 20-yard line, the beginning part of this series of downs. Third down and 10 for the Pirates under first-year coach Jeremy Miller. Damian Waldo, the senior, Joe Shishagwe, the senior at the ends, A.J. Starring back after missing four games with a sore old shoulder. The senior and Andrew Block, the senior, are the tackles. We'll get the rest of the defense momentarily. Third down, two wideouts right, one wideout left for the Pirates, and Bauer's back to throw. Under some pressure, trying to set up a screen right, left side, and he throws it over the head of Wolanowski at about the 22-yard line. So it's going to be a three and out for the Pirates on their first offensive series. And Blake Dunn will walk back to handle the punt return chores for Saugatuck. They're getting numbers down on the Pirate side. I think they're saying they got 10, and they're looking at the sideline. Somebody's supposed to be out there. Now comes Jarrett Smith, the freshman, dropping back deep to handle the punting chores is Aaron Rademacher. Rademacher standing out past his 10. Right-footed kicker gets a high kick away. Dunn fumbles it but recovers at his 43-yard line. Muffed the punt, the high punt, but he was able to recover it. And no return, but Saugatuck does keep possession at their own 43-yard line. 37-yard punt, so it's an exchange of 30, basically the same punts both ways. Saugatuck set up shop at their own 43-yard line, their third offensive possession. 6:45 to go in the first quarter, and it's Pawama Westphalia leading the visiting Indians 6-0. Key formation for Bill Dunn, for Blake Dunn in the offense of Saugatuck, and Dunn maybe a busted play because he was supposed to hand it to Koshelski, and I'm not certain whether or not he did. I decided not to, or there was some miscommunications, so he ran the ball to the left and got run out of bounds. And it'll be a loss back to the 41. Second down and 12 from there for Saugatuck. So it's been a game of mistakes. Saugatuck had scoring opportunity on a fumbled opening kickoff, and then on the fifth play from scrimmage, fumbled themselves. Up the middle, Koshelski, absolutely nothing. Maybe a yard on the play as the Indians are facing an offensive line that, for the first time in a while, they cannot dominate in terms of the physical. It's pretty much an offensive line can basically look them in the eye and look them at the scale. Third down and 11 from the 42. Again, T formation for Saugatuck. Dunn back to throw. Looks right. Throws over the middle. Deflected off of the hands of Shishagwe. Passed it a little bit behind Joe. Defending on the play for the Pirates was Nate Jandernoa. Nate, a 5'10", 205-pound sophomore. So the Indians are 1-for-3 on third down. And Tanner Nutting, who hit a 38-yard punt his first time, will have to do another one. And the Pirates now will deploy two men back. Trey Bauer is the deep man. Nutting dropped the ball, and the punt barely rolls. Saugatuck thinks they can be able to touch it because it might have touched a Pirate player. Ball is down at the 50. Officials will huddle to see who gets the football. It was basically a case where Nutting dropped the ball. It was almost like a drop kick. Not certain whether or not he had just didn't handle it properly or what. The Indians are blinking some uncharacteristic errors early on. We've got 5:50 to go in the first quarter. The officials are still huddling about midfield. 6-0 Paloma Westphalia with the lead. Winner of this game will play the winner of the Carson City Crystal Everett game. Carson City Crystal has the home field if they win. Illegal touch against Decline. It's Paloma Westphalia ball. They'll call Saugatuck for an illegal touch, and Westphalia will not take it. So Nutting's punt basically goes 7 yards. First and 10 for Paloma Westphalia at the Saugatuck 49-yard line. 5:50 to go in the first quarter, and it's the Pirates with a 6-0 lead, and the Indians are definitely on the back heel here. Let's see if the defense, who basically got Paloma Westphalia, the Pirates, off the field and three and out for the first time, can be able to handle this particular challenge. I formation behind quarterback Trey Bauer, the 6'5", 170-pound junior. And the toss goes to the running back Walanowski, running on the left side, chipped up by Nick Putzke. And he will get maybe 3 on the play. Officials making sure to keep the ball dry. They'll mark the ball at the Saugatuck 45, 2nd and 6 for the Pirates. Saugatuck's linebackers will be senior Austin Phillips and sophomore Nick Putzke on the outside, senior Joe Koshelski in the middle, senior Jake Koenig, junior Alex Agovier at the corners, sophomore Alex Anschutz, freshman Blake Dunn at the safety. Rolling right is Bauer on 2nd down. Throws complete right side for sound. Lane Simon getting it and then pushed right out of bounds immediately by Starring. But not before the Pirates get their first down of the game, moving the ball to the Saugatuck 38. Now the officials, that should be a first down. That it is. It took a second for them to make sure that they had the sticks properly well. He might as well take no chances in postseason play. So 1st and 10 for Paloma Westphalia. The Pirates have it on the right hash, moving right to left or south to north here in the first quarter. 2 wide out to the right out to the left. In the gun, quarterback Trey Bauer. Bauer will run it left side, has it opening 35-30. Stands up a man at the 25 and finally gets dragged down by Anschutz at about the 20. Penalty markers, however, are behind the play at about the 35-yard line. 2 pieces of laundry there, 1 by the umpire. Usually that means clutching and grabbing against the offense. So we'll see whether or not Paloma Westphalia is guilty of dancing with the stars, and it looks like they are. Nope, it's going to be an illegal chop block. You don't want to do that. That is a safety penalty as much as it is a foul type of play. You just do, you don't want to have those low blocks. Lots of knee injuries when that happens. So the first penalty against either side is a major one against the Pirates. They'll march them back to midfield from the spot of the foul, which is the 50-yard line. So the down box stays at first, but now it's 1st down at 22 for the Pirates back at the 50. So basically, they're back to where this offensive series started. Bauer is in the gun. Spread offense, 2 wideouts right, 1 wideout left, tight end on the left. Low snap, but Bauer gets it. Looks left, doesn't see anybody there. Throws right, complete. It's caught by Zach Phelan. Phelan gets it at the 35, gets to about the 32, but a marker flies as the play ended back about the 45-yard line of the Saugatuck. So we'll see what the call is from referee Ron Bristol and his crew. Illegal, ineligible receiver downfield. So the scramble by Paloma Westphalia's quarterback, Bauer, and eventually led to one of the linemen going over the line of scrimmage. And you just can't do that if you throw the ball over the line of scrimmage. So the illegal man downfield is back-to-back penalties on the play. And now first and 27 for Pahuama Westphalia, back in their own territory at the Pirate 45-yard line. In the gun, Bauer spread offense. Trey is back to throw. Looks left. Throws left over the middle. Complete. He finds William Pandel, who's down at about the 35-yard line of Saugatuck. He found the seam in the zone and moves the ball smartly for 20 yards and a first and a second down now, but much more manageable at the Saugatuck 35-yard line. And Trey Bauer, they like the looks of this young man, 5'10", 170 junior, very composed in the backfield. Again, spread offense for the Pirates. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Bauer will get it and run it right off of the snap. Left side to the 30. He'll get a first down past the 25 and down to the 24-yard line before Kaszelski knocks him down. No laundry this time, so the sticks will move, and it'll be first and 10 for Pahuama Westphalia. The Pirates have it at the Saugatuck 24-yard line after the 11-yard gain by Bauer. 6-0, Pahuama Westphalia with the lead on a 90-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown by Ross Walanowski on Saugatuck's fifth play from scrimmage. Wide out to the right is Fandel, who caught the big pass in that series. Wide out to the left is Lane Simon. He's caught a pass. In the I formation up the middle, running back is Aaron Rademacher. And Rademacher gets it close to the 20-yard line, basically running up the middle. That's where Kaszelski usually is in, and Joe got a hand on that tackle. Second down and 6 from the 24-yard line. And right now, the script couldn't be better for Jeremy Miller and his Pirates, leading 6-0, running the offense well, keeping Saugatuck's offense off the field. Wide out to the right is Fandel. Wide out to the left, Simon. In the gun, Bauer, with his two running backs flanking him. Bauer hands it to the running back, Walanowski, trying to string it out is Waldo. Then a flip and a tackle is made by Segovia, but a marker flies as the tackle was made by Segovia. Segovia flipped over Walanowski at the 20. As first it was Waldo that strung out the play. They'll pick up the flag. It looked like, based on this, what we saw here, is the down box moves to third and 6 from the 20-yard line. Was Waldo strung out the play, forcing Walanowski to go to the far right side, and Segovia went low, chopping off the legs, basically, of Walanowski on the tackle. And the official threw the flag, thinking it was a block situation, but it was not. Ball carrier, you can do that. On third down from the gun, rolling out left, throws complete, and a first down to Walanowski. He gets toward the goal line, finally knocked out inside the 5. That is instead Lane Simon. Simon got it at about the 15, eluded a tackler there to get the first down, and moves the ball to the Saugatuck 4-yard line. Gain of 16, Saugatuck 3, gain of 16, 17, and a first and goal for the Pirates. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Pahuama Westphalia trying to improve on their 6-0 lead. Fandel wide out to the right. Simon, who caught the pass, wide out to the left. Behind center in an I formation is quarterback Bauer. Bauer, second back through, Walanowski. Walanowski gets into the end zone, touchdown. Second touchdown of the game for Ross Walanowski. This time a rushing touchdown from 3 yards out, and it's a 12-0 lead for Pahuama Westphalia. So the Indians have a lot of work to do now. And that will climax an 8-play, 49-yard drive. And it took 3:48 off the clock. Again, no placement kicker for Pahuama Westphalia, so they'll try for 2. Bauer in the gun. Run left. gets it toward the line. Marker flies. He's going to be short. And the referee threw the flag behind the play, usually in the holding territory. And since the play was no good, the Indians will definitely decline this holding penalty. So it is 12-0 for Pawamo Westphalia as their defense and their offense both score in the form of 5'11", 185-pound senior Ross Wolanowski, a 90-yard fumble recovery and a 3-yard touchdown run. Oh, college football returns to Fort 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com tomorrow afternoon as the Flying Dutchmen are in Angola, Indiana to take on the Trine Thunder. Join Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klopperins for all of the action beginning at 12:40. Hope College Football here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. By the way, on our AM station 1450 WHTC, Coach Dean Krebs talks about the game every Friday morning on the WHTC in the morning program with Ron and Jerry. He brought his punter, Dean DeVries, to the studio today. And that interview is available on our website at 92.7TheVan.com. Go to Hope Sports on the podcast tab. This particular broadcast will also be on the podcast tab in high school sports. And as we mentioned before the game, we will chat with Coach Bill Dunn afterwards, win or lose. And that interview will also be a podcast on the website. Be uploaded overnight. Here's the kickoff from Pawamo Westphalia. Segovia at his 7. 10. Left side, 15, 20. And rolled out of bounds just about the 20-yard line on the return with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck down 14-0. And they'll have the ball at their own 20-yard line. So after a promising start, when the Indians recovered a fumble on the opening kickoff by Andrews, the Indians have not really done much after that. And again, that fumble recovery for the touchdown really is shaking Saugatuck a little bit. Let's see if the Indians can bounce back. First and 10 for the Tribe. Ball on the left hash at their own 20, moving left to right in their road whites. Done. Problems with the handle. And it's recovered by Koshelski, but not before Joe loses a yard. And, well, they're going to say no gain on the play. Second down and 10 at the 20. Right now, the offensive line of Saugatuck is finding themselves all they can handle right now with the front of the Pawamo Westphalia Pirates. Second down and 10 from the 20. Koshelski up the middle, nothing. They're trying to run, the Indians are, behind Cameron White, Damian Waldo, and Andrew Block, and right now they're having problems getting the opponent off the line of scrimmage. Two straight running plays for Koshelski, and no gain on either one of them. Third down, we'll still call it 10 from the just outside the 20. Less than a minute to go, and a 12-0 Pawamo Westphalia lead. First quarter, Indians have gone exclusively with the T formation. Dunn barking out signals. Keeps it, runs left, and gets maybe about 4 before he is hauled down. Looks like Nate Chandanoa, the sophomore, with the tackle for the Pirates. Get a 4 on the play. The Indians, after converting their first third down, have missed on their last 2, now last 3. Tanner Nutting will punt to begin the second quarter as the Indians will let the clock wind down. So far, it's been a bucko first quarter. Pawamo Westphalia 12, Saugatuck nothing. This is the Michigan High School Athletic Association football tournament on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. We will begin the second quarter. Saugatuck 4th and 6 from their own 24. Tanner Nutting ready for his third kick of the day, and Trey Bauer will stand just outside of his own 45. Nutting, under some pressure, gets it away, and you can tell that he's trying to perform at subpar conditions. Tanner's playing with a sprained left ankle. That's his plant ankle. And he just has not gotten any authority on any of his kicks. And this one gets out of bounds at the midfield stripe. So it's a punt of 26 yards. It'll be interesting to see whether or not Bill Dunn will continue to use Nutting as his punter or will go with his son Blake Dunn. Really can't do much worse than that or much different than that right now. All right, ball in midfield, good field position for the Pirates. They have it first and 10 at midfield, ball in the right hash. And in the I formation is the quarterback, Trey Bauer. Wide outs on either side. Bauer is back to throw on play action. Looks right. Throws right. He throws for Fandel, and it's knocked down. He was double-teamed. Segovia got a hand on it, knocked the hand on the ball, and knocked it out. Fandel was underthrown pass, a little bit too much air on it by Bauer, throwing on the right sideline. Anschutz was there as well. Second and 10 for Pawama, Westphalia, the Pirates leading 12-0. And Bauer decided, you know, to try to get some, you know, at least to stretch out the Saugatuck offense. In the gun now is Bauer with 3 men in the backfield. Handoff goes to the first back. That is Jared Smith. Breaks the first tackle, then runs left into Saugatuck territory where he's finally down at the 47-yard line. Andrew Block and A.J. Starring with the tackle. Gain of 3 on the play. Third down and 7 from the 47. Pirates are 1-for-2 on third downs. Just underway, second quarter. Glad you're able to join us for high school football tournament action right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. In the gun, third down and 7. Bauer keeps it on the play action right. Slips as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Blend is knocked down by Anschutz and Starring. No gain on the play. So it's apparent 3 and out for Pawama, Westphalia. And we'll see whether or not Jeremy Miller is going to try to roll the dice here and go for it here. Leading 12-0 and confident his defense so far has controlled the line of scrimmage on Saugatuck's vaunted offense. And so it looks as if the Pirates will go for it at the Saugatuck 47. Fourth and 7 in the gun. Spread offense is Bauer. Trey back to throw. Looks left. Throws left. He's got his man complete. First down. That is Lane Simon. Simon rumbles his way past the 30 to the Saugatuck 27-yard line. Quick pass over the middle. Look right, then through left. Very good play there by Bauer. Simon with the reception. And that's a gain of 20 and a first down at the Saugatuck 27-yard line. Fifth first down for the Pirates tonight. Just into the second, finishing up. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 12-0, Pawama, Westphalia, and they're on the march at the Saugatuck 27, first and 10. In the spread is Bauer. Bauer hands it to the running back running around the right side. That is Walanowski. He's got some sidelines. He's into the end zone for a touchdown, but a penalty marker is down on the play, and the Pirates have already committed 2 penalties for 20 yards. May be penalized once again. That's right now maybe the only thing that's saving Saugatuck's bacon, because Walanowski was able to get a good blocking wall. And that's because it was Arthur Murray down there on the block, and that's a hold. So, penalty, second major and third overall penalty, 3 penalties for 30 yards against the Pirates. Ball is back at the 33-yard line, so now it's first and 16 at the Saugatuck 33 as the penalty marker flew further down the line. Getting a gun is Bauer. 2 wideouts left, 1 right. Bauer gets the snap, looks left. Throws left. He's got Fandel. He breaks a tackle at the 20, and he'll get a first down to the 15-yard line. We're seeing missed tackles by Saugatuck tonight. Not a good sign. That's a gain of 18 on a first down at the Saugatuck 15-yard line. Simon. I mean, Fandel is a 6'275-pound junior. Lane Simon, the other wide receiver, 6'5", 210. Very tall. Now, high formation for the Pirates. Quick toss, slant on the right side. Complete to Simon inside the 10. He'll move it inside the 5 to the 3. Just a quick slant pattern. Something that Matthew Stafford would love to throw to Calvin Johnson. Simon on the receiving end of that one. Gain of 12 and a first and goal at the Saugatuck 3. And right now, the Indians' defense is getting carved up like Thanksgiving turkey 3 weeks ahead of time. Or 4 weeks ahead of time, really. First and goal for the Pirates. And Bauer will be in the gun in the spread. Fandel to the right, Simon to the left. Now it's an I formation as they get everything in order. Handoff goes to Wolanowski off of right guard into the end zone, touchdown. His second 3-yard plunge of the day, his third touchdown of the night. And the lead is 18-0 for Wawa Westphalia. That did not take long. Seven plays, 50 yards, 3 minutes exactly. Time on the play. Again, no placement kicker for Pawama Westphalia, so they'll try again for a two-point try. They've missed their first two. Bauer's going to try to change that with a run. He's going for the right pylon, flips and does not get it. Great tackle by Anschutz. Alex is playing a good game. Keeps Bauer out of the end zone a yard away. 8:49 to go, second quarter, our score. Pawama Westphalia 18 and Saugatuck nothing. This is the Michigan High School Athletic Association football tournament on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. Aaron Rademacher will handle the kickoff chores for Pawama Westphalia, leading it 18-0. Right-footed kicker, short kick, drifting to the right and out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. He's trying to find a hole in the Saugatuck return in front of Phillips, Austin Phillips, the homecoming king. But we'll see the fourth penalty against Pawama Westphalia, legal procedure. And so, basically, the ball is at the 35. That's where the ball went out of bounds on the kick anyway. So it's first and 10 for Saugatuck at their own 35 with 8:49 to go in the first half. And the Indians are down 18-0. Seven play, 50-yard drive, 3 minutes exactly. And Ross Wolanowski's third touchdown of the game, a 3-yard run, making it 18-0 now for Pawama Westphalia. Dunn has a man in motion. Handoff goes to Anschutz off of right guard. That's Koszulski and Joey with the carry past the 35, gets dragged down about the 38. Second down and 7. And the Indians are on the wrong end, and Bill Dunn had the entire team huddled around the 20-yard line to sort of get their bearings back. Wes Webert, the senior, wide out to the right. Now we see the pistol for the first time for Blake Dunn. Low snap, ball on the ground. It's going to be recovered by Pawama Westphalia. It was a low snap. Dunn tried to pull back with it, and it's recovered by the Pirates. With the recovery for Pawama Westphalia is Adam Chartrand, the 6'2", 205-pound junior. So the fumble was recovered by Chartrand. Second turnover against Saugatuck. And Pawama Westphalia sets up shop on the Saugatuck 35 with 8:05 to go in the first half, already leading 18-0. And as Saugatuck can tell you, if you don't put a team away when you're rolling in the first half, you're just letting them back in the game in the second. Penalty marker flies. A.J. Stirring jumped on the snap, and we'll see whether or not he was enticed. He might have been. And it is, and that's exactly what it is. AJ went on motion, wisely went with the snap. So moves the ball back to the Saugatuck 40. Fifth penalty And ...35 yards, one of the penalties was a penalty on the kickoff going out of bounds. First and 15 from the 40, in the gun is quarterback Bauer. Trey is back to throw, rolls right, has time, looks, throws, and Simon had a drop ball at the 32-yard line. That was uncharacteristic of what we've seen from Lane Simon tonight. He basically was trying to look upfield without having the football in his hands. Second down and 15 from the Saugatuck 40. Indians' character being tested big time right now, down 18-0, trying to keep a Pauwama Westphalia offense out of the end zone that scored on their last two possessions. Second down and 15 in the gun, Bauer. Hands off to Wolanowski. He's got an open field to the 30, and then he's stripped down by Segovia as he gets to about the 26. That will be a nice gain of 14 yards at Segovia, not tripped him up. It will have been a 6 again for Wolanowski. Gain of 14 on the play. Third down and 1. And momentum definitely is the dance partner of the host Pirates. Two wideouts, that is Fandel and Smith, Simon to the right. One wideout to the left. One man in the backfield being the quarterback is Bauer. Hands it up the middle to his fullback, Rodemaker. He bowls his way past the 25 and down to the 20 to convert the third down. So Rodemaker doing the heavy lifting. Moves the ball to the 19 of Saugatuck, gain of 7 and a 1st and 10 for the Pirates, leading 18-0, and we're 5 minutes gone, second quarter. Winner of this game goes either to Carson City, Crystal, or will host Everett. That's what the pairing is, the other half of the division. That game, by the way, is tomorrow. On first, that is tonight, I should say. On first down, it's Rodemaker off of right guard. And Rodemaker maybe gets a couple before he is hit by the left side of the Saugatuck line. They'll spot the ball at the 17, gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 at the 17. Trying to capitalize on Adam Chartrand's fumble recovery. The Indians have coughed it up twice. One went for a 90-yard fumble recovery touchdown. And the Buccos are trying to make it another one. Second down and 7 in the gun is Bauer. Looks left. Nobody open. Throws left side. It's complete to the 5-yard line and a 1st and goal. This time, the target is Matt Wawernia. For me, it's Jordan Krause, the senior, 5'11", 170-pounder. Jordan Krause with the reception moves the ball to the Saugatuck 5, 1st and goal for the Pirates. So this time, quarterback Bauer spreading out his targets there. He'll go into a T4, into an I formation. Bauer barking out singles behind center. Penalty marker flies. We'll see whether or not the back judge was counting down. Did they get the play off in time? The penalty was on the left side. It's going to be a legal procedure, though, against Pauwama Westphalia. So it's 1st and goal from the 10. 6 penalties for 40 yards against the Pirates. Saugatuck has not committed a transgression tonight. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Rodemaker shielding and quarterback Bauer, who gets the throw. He's back to throw, rolls right, throws towards the end zone, incomplete. He threw behind the receiver on the right flat. Lane Simon was, I believe, the intended receiver. second and goal from the Saugatuck 10. 4:58 to go, first half. Both teams still with three timeouts. Three touchdowns by Russ Walanowski. 2 3-yard plunges and an 90-yard fumble recovery. Two wideouts left, two wideouts right. Second and goal from the 10. In the gun, and the spread is quarterback Bauer. He rolls right after the snap. Bauer has Phillips looking at him. Phillips will drag Bauer down inside the 10. Indians with great defensive coverage on the secondary and compelled Bauer to run with the ball this time. Gets 3 to the 7, third down and goal. And Powapo Westphalia is 2 for 4 on third downs. Vandell wide out to the left. Simon wide out to the right. Walanowski and Rademacher flanking the quarterback, and Walanowski trying to get his fourth touchdown of the game. He does. Up the middle, and the Indians have no answer for Ross Walanowski. 7-yard touchdown run, and it's 24-0. So a third down converted. An 8-play, 35-yard drive after the fumble recovery by Chartrand. .319 off of the clock with 4:46 to go. Fourth try for a two-point conversion by Powapo Westphalia. Pirates missed their first three. And Bauer rolls left. Under pressure, throws, and finally does get the two-point conversion. Aaron Rademacher gets the two-point conversion. So it's 26-0, and again, skull session for Bill Dunn about the 20-yard line. And it's now 26-0 in favor of the Powapo Westphalia Pirates, and the Saugatuck Indians have a lot of work to do. As we mentioned, one of six teams from the Southwest Atlantic Conference to make the postseason, 5 from the South, only Marcellus didn't get in, and 1 from the North. Now, we count Lawrence in that group, even though Lawrence, the second clip, not playing a Southwestern Conference schedule this year. First of 4 years for the Tigers playing 8-man football, they'll play at home against Burr Oak. Hartford and Watervliet meet in a Division 6 encounter at Watervliet, home of the Panthers. Panthers beat Lawton last week to win the Sac South outright. But the Blue Devils are at home against Springport, and Decatur entertains Bridgman. They're on the bottom half of the Division 7 brackets, while Saugatuck is on the top half, so there would not be any matchups until the finals if that does happen. But right now, Powapo Westphalia is trying to make sure it doesn't. Leading 26-0, here's the kickoff. And shoots at his 14, right side 20. Down about the 26-27-yard line. So it's first and 10 for Saugatuck with 4:40 to go in the first half. And they'll set up shop at their own 28-yard line. The Indians are still, to a certain extent, ruining the opening series when they got the fumble recovery by Anschutz at the Powapo Westphalia 25, had it second and 10 from the 5. And fumbled the ball away, and there was a 90-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown, and Powapo Westphalia was on its way. Up the middle goes Kaschelski, past the 30 to maybe the 32 on the play. Gain of 4, second down, and 6 from there. Indians would like to get at least a score on the board, something to build on for the second half. But right now, they have had no answer for the defensive line of Powapo Westphalia. No answer for Ross Walanowski. On second down, handoff again goes to Kaschelski. And Joe off of right guard gets it to maybe about the 35, 36. gain of four again on the play. It's a makeable third down now for Saugatuck. Third down and two from the 36. Indians are 1-for-4 on third downs. Dunn with a double slot offense, man in motion. Koshelski, nope, Dunn will keep it and doesn't get it. Dunn tried to keep it and run left. Fumble on the play, and it's recovered by Bawamo Westphalia. Owen Schaefer picks up the ball, and the Indians have their third fumble cough up of the night. So it's first and 10 for Bawamo Westphalia on the Saugatuck 35, and the Indians are in danger of letting this game get out of hand with 3:34 to go in the first half. Shades of the second Ravenna game of 2009. On first down, it's Wolanowski. Left guard, past the 30, past the 20, down at the 18-yard line. Blake Dunn stops him. That will bring the ball to the 18, a 17-yard gain and a first down for the Pirates at the Saugatuck 18-yard line. And a touchdown here and a two-point conversion. No, they wouldn't be able to get to the running clock at halftime. That's the goal now of the Pirates. And in high school football, you get the running clock with a 35-point lead after halftime. On second down, first down, the handoff to Wolanowski, off of right guard, to the 10, to the 5, stiff arms, and shoots and gets it in the end zone, touchdown. The fifth touchdown of the game for Ross Wolanowski, the 5'11", 185-pound senior, is a night he will never forget, and neither will the Saugatuck Indians. It's 32-0. So Wolanowski with the fumble recovery and four touchdowns rushing. That didn't take long after the Schaefer fumble recovery. Two plays, 35 yards, 33 seconds off of the clock. And again, two-point try for the Pirates. They have no placement kicker listed on their roster, and they're going to try one. Okay, that's a sign of whatever. They are going to try an extra point. Nate Chandernoor will do it. Right. Not a great snap. Not a great kick either, and that's why they don't have a placement kicker. Chandernoor's extra point try is no good. So it is now 32-0 in favor of the Bawamo Westphalia Pirates, and the Saugatuck Indians are 27 minutes away from being one and done in the state tournament unless they can turn things around in as dramatic of a fashion as we've seen Bawamo Westphalia do. Right now, the Indians have not been able to do anything offensively. They have coughed up the ball with three fumble recoveries, and Ross Wolanowski has a game for the ages. Five touchdowns, four rushing, and one on a fumble recovery for the senior from the blue-clad Bawamo Westphalia Pirates. And those of you who are University of Michigan fans, you might say, well, might be a good sign because the maize and blue of the Pirates are doing well. Folks around here saying that's not a good sign, but hey, you can't have it both ways. Big game in East Lansing tomorrow. The game tomorrow in East Lansing hinges on number 98. We're not talking about Tom Harmon either. If Devin Gardner shows up, it might be a long afternoon for the Sparties. If he doesn't show up, it might be back to business as usual for Mark D'Antonio. Here comes the kickoff by Rodemaker. He gets a high one out and shoots at his 17 to the 20. And down at the 23-yard line before, no further there. So 2:56 to go in the first half. They'll spot the ball at the Saugatuck 25-yard line, and the Indians are down 32-0. So let's see what the Indians can do here trying to stem the tide, but right now it's all Pirates. What that has also done with the score as it is, it's taken Saugatuck out of its basic T-formation offense. Three wideouts to the left. Behind center is Dunn. Blake, twin toss on the left side. That's a backward pass, so it's going to be a run for Segovia. And Alex gets run out of bounds at about the 26-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Ben Fox, the 6'1", 220-pound senior, with the stop, a one-yard gain. Again, Saugatuck's trying to spread the field a little bit here and spread the defense for the Pirates. But right now, the Pirates are playing with the effervescence of a team enjoying a 32-0 lead and 2:56 to go in the first half. Three wideouts to the right, one to the left. That's Weber. One in the backfield, T formation. Behind center is Dunn. Blake back to throw. Looks right. Throws right. High. It's Segovia. It's got it, but he said right at, as he caught the ball, right at the 25-yard line. Now, they're saying it's Lane Simon, even though it's pronounced, it's spelled S-I-M-O-N. So, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. Loss of one on the play. Third down and 10. And Jeremy Miller, with 2:42 to go, will call the first of his three timeouts. At the half, we'll recap what has gone on so far, which hasn't been much if you're a Saugatuck fan. We will also take a look at Saugatuck Athletics. Hopefully the Indians can do better at MIS tomorrow. And we'll have the MHSAA perspective. JJ's topic tonight, crushed by parental expectations. That's at the half. If you just joined us, 2:42 to go in the first half. Pawama Westphalia leads at 32-0 on five touchdowns by senior Ross Wolanowski. W-O-L-N-I-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. Wolanowski. That's how I've been pronouncing it so far. Nobody's yelled at me. They just built the new press box here at Pawama Westphalia. Still, you know, still got the plywood look inside. Very nice facility and very nice setup here. Thanks to Barry Hoberla and his staff for their cooperation and hospitality. But, all right, third down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Egg down at quarterback behind center. He's back to throw. Sets up screen left to Anschutz, but nothing there. Anschutz would have no blocking in front of him. Ben Fox with the hit. It's a 10-yard loss, and Jeremy Miller will call another timeout. 15-yard loss back to the 20. So right now, the Indians have nothing, you know, coming up absolutely nothing right now. No answers. And it's fourth down, and we'll see whether or not Tanner Nutting is going to handle the punting chores here or not. We had a win, and we still do, to a certain extent behind the Indians' back. But as we mentioned, Tanner Nutting passed the late fitness test, had a tender left ankle sprained a couple weeks ago in the win against Bangor, didn't play last week in Goebbels. And we'll see whether or not he will handle the punting chores here. He's out on the field, and we'll give it a go here. And Pawama Westphalia aware that the Saugatuck senior punter, not at full strength, instructing Trey Bauer to stand at midfield. That would be a 30-yard punt in that range. Usually Nutting is about a 40-yard punter when fully healthy. Tanner, however, is a little bit better as a placement kicker. He's had to handle punting this year. On fourth and a lot, Nutting finally gets a decent punt away. Drives Bauer back. He'll let it go inside the 30, and it'll be Jake Koenig. It'll dump it. Touch it down at the 27-yard line. So, 53-yard punt, and Nutting finally gets one away with 2:18 to go. One timeout on the clock. Pawama Westphalia has the ball at their own 27-yard line. And They have 218 to see if they can put some more points on the board to get the running clock for the second half. Right now, they are in complete command of the game at 32-0. Two wideouts right, two wideouts left. Wolniakowski is how it's pronounced now. Wolniakowski. Now, here comes the play by Power. Right side, incomplete. Juggling act by Simmons on the right flank on the pass at the 35. Excuse me there, and it'll be second down and 10 on the incompletion at the Pirate 27. Does stop the clock. Bauer comes back after getting his play. And he does get the play. He does jog to the sideline after every play to get it directly from Coach Jeremy Miller. No messengers here. Three wideouts to the right. Two to the left. Empty backfield, and the gun is Bauer on second and 10. Indians on the blitz. It's picked up. Bauer will run right, spin at the line of scrimmage. Down he goes, starring, playing with a tender shoulder, and I think he sort of jammed that one again. Yep, that's exactly what happened. Starring got the hit. He's got back up on his feet, and he's telling Damian Waldo, I'm going to keep on playing. This AJ not wanting to get out here. The senior playing perhaps his last game. He doesn't want to go. It is a gain of one on the play to the 28. Third down and 9, and the gun, Bauer back to throw. Throws left side, incomplete. Trying to hit Zach Thielen on the left flat, about the 40, who would be behind him. So, Pawama Westphalia, 3 for 6 on third downs. And for the second time tonight, Rodemaker's going to handle the punting chores. Clock is stopped with 1:27 to go. Indians with all three of their timeouts still available. Down 32-0. Blake Dunn, who's already returned one back for a touchdown this season in terms of a punt, standing about his 40. Rodemaker's first punt was 37 yards. Punt is away. High punt. Dunn gets it at his 38 and is tripped up as he tries to elude Seth Russell, the 5'8", 165-pound junior, and Russell drops him down for no gain on the return. So Saugatuck on the punt has it first and 10 with 1:20 to go in the first half, and they'll have the ball at their own 38-yard line. 34 yards on the punt, no return. Blake Dunn behind center, slot back to the right, and on the left, one wide out to the right side. In motion is Anschutz. Handoff goes to Segovia, cannot get around the left end. Shashagwa is trying to set up a block for him, and he was overwhelmed, and basically that play went out nowhere. No gain on the play. Minute 6 to go in the first half. Neither team looking as if they're going to want to call a timeout here to let this one run down. We'll see. Indians trying to get something quick. Segovia and Weber to the right. Phillips and Koszelski to the left, and Dunn's back to throw under some pressure. Throws on the right side. Complete to Weber at midfield. First down as Wes Weber got the pass over the middle. We'll say that name a lot come basketball season. 12 yards on the reception, first and 10. Indians normally do not play a hurry-up offense. They don't have a no-huddle in their repertoire. Or at least we have not seen them play no-huddle this year. So with 30 seconds to go, clock running. Three timeouts and Bill Dunn's pocket, but he's not using any of them. Segovia in motion up the middle. Koszelski bumbles his way into Pawama Westphalia territory, tripped up at the 42, and Bill Dunn will call a timeout with 18 seconds to go. On 18 seconds left to go in the first half. Second down and 2 when play resumes at the Pawama Westphalia 42. Now, the Indians in the postseason are five and five in tournament play. Of course, 3 years ago, the most successful run in the Division Eight tournament, making it all the way to Ford Field in the finals before losing to Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart. The Pirates, 17-15 in MHSAA tournament play. And they want to go a step further. They want to get to Ford Field. They were stopped at the semifinals of Division 7 last year. And Jeremy Miller has many of the weapons back from that year, team this year in his first year as guiding the helm of the Buccos. Second and two, and Dunn's back to throw. Looks left. Throws left for Weber, and incomplete. A little bit too high as Wes was battling with Seth Russell around the 22-yard line. 13 seconds to go in the first half. 32-0, Pawama, Westphalia. And Saugatuck's trying to get something on the board here to have something to build on for halftime. It's been all Pawama, Westphalia since the fifth play of the game. And Ross Wolniakowski rumbled for the touchdown. Dunn is in as he's thrown, but he's got Kaszewski over the middle, first down, past the 20, 30, past the 25 to about the 22, but the penalty marker's behind the play. This one might be gone, bringing back. The referee, the line judge on the far side with the call. Indians have not been penalized. That's about the only thing they have not done wrong tonight. That might change with 5 seconds to go. Ron Bristol calls a hold against Pawama, Westphalia. And the Indians will call timeout. They have two remaining. Now they have one. So the reception by Kaszewski gets the ball to the 22. It's a 20-yard gain. And a first down. It'll be first and 10 at the 22. 5 seconds left. Indians basically with one play left in the half. Will probably be looking to toss it toward the end zone. And Blake Dunn has been showing ability to be able to throw the short and intermediate pass as well. Whether or not he can throw the long ball, and in this case it's going to have to be the long ball, still has not been answered. That question still needs to be answered there. Again, at the half, we'll break down this first half for you in terms of the scoring drives. It's been all Pawama, Westphalia thus far. We'll take a look at Saugatuck High Athletics, and we'll have the MHSAA perspective at the half. So keep it down tuned right here to 92.7 The Van or 92.7TheVan.com. 5.2 officially on the clock left first half. Indians do have a timeout if they go short. But Dunn in the T formation back to the throw. Under some pressure, rolls right. Throws on to the left side, complete to Kaszewski, but he'll be stopped at the 13, and the first half is over. So it's all Pawama, Westphalia in the first half, thanks to 5 touchdowns, 4 running, and 1 fumble recovery by Ross Wolniakowski. And it is Pawama, Westphalia 32, and Saugatuck nothing. You're listening to the Michigan High School Athletic Association football tournament on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.